fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I got a special prayer request. My regular Friday guest, Dr. Scott Huff, is undergoing eye surgery tomorrow, and I ask all of you, all my entire audience, to please pray for Dr. Huff to have the optimal outcome yesterday, tomorrow morning, when he undergoes eye surgery, and I would appreciate it, and Dr. Huff and his family would appreciate it as well. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. This is the last time I'll give out these websites this show, so listen carefully. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, a little housekeeping here. The Bible quotation referred to earlier is Isaiah 11, verses 6 through 9. Verse 6 says, "The wolf shall live with the lamb." And so that's that. James, you still with us? James in Vancouver. Hey, he's gone. Okay. Darcy, you ready for our next caller?
Sure. I just want to comment on James's last thing. Not only was John Lennon influenced with the sacred knowledge that we're talking about with regard to the benefits of Love 528 frequency, but also the astonishing track Stairway to Heaven was recorded by Led Zeppelin in Love 528, rather than what he's talking about Jefferson Airplane had been using, and really all of rock and roll has heavily, heavily influenced with the Devil's Tone, the F sharp. So that's fascinating trivia. Interesting.
Well, and I got a follow up on that. John Lennon gained wealth and notoriety, he gained access to esoteric knowledge, access to men and women, possibly even access to the knowledge kept at the Tavistock Institute. And, of course, I can only speculate as to Lennon's motivation, but based on his work, the songs that he wrote, I think he was not very happy with what he found out. And that's why he did what he did, based on the esoteric knowledge that he gained, because of his wealth and his notoriety gave him access to very esoteric knowledge. What do you think, Doctor?
I think that's why they assassinated him.
He was affected.
Yeah, I got the same opinion, John. Thank you for that.
Okay. Our next caller looks like Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi there. Let me... Am I on mute or no? Okay, I'll keep going. Hi there. Here's my question for you about the Bible. How many different Bibles are there in circulation, 25 or 50, or how many different translations of the different types of the Bible are there?
I have no idea myself. Doctor, do you have any idea how many translations? Are you talking about?
No, I'm sure it's dozens.
Right.
Many. Okay, well, my question for you is, like, you know, Catholics maybe have a couple of different types. There's the St. Joseph's edition and there are others. What Bible do you use? What translation is the right one to use as far as you are concerned?
I've always liked Stern's The Complete Jewish Bible. The Complete Jewish
really?
Bible. Because I'm a Messianic Jew. You know, I love Yeshua, Jesus. And the fact of the matter is that when the names are so important, you know, Shakespeare, who is thought to have created the King James Bible back in the 1500s, along with Shakespearean plays, which was how they advanced the English language through Shakespearean plays as well as the Bible, that, you know, when he says, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other would be as sweet." Well, what's in a name is tremendous intelligence. For example, Jesus' real name, Yahshua, means the creator, saves. And so you think about that in context of what Christianity now believes and actually says. So there's vitally important information in the names, and the Stern's a publication called The Complete Jewish Bible that has the Old and the New Testament, and in both the original names are used. So I like that Bible. I've been using that for years. But, you know, some people like just say, okay, we got to stay with King James, and that's fine. I do that most often.
Is that the only one that you use? Is just the one?
Yeah, I just use the Complete Jewish Bible, or I use King James.
Okay. All righty. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Melissa. We appreciate it. Doctor, before we get to our next caller, any updates on rehabilitating your hurricane-damaged home, sir?
Oh, you want an update, John?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the goal is to, by the end of April, have the windows in. I've had nothing but delays with the window company. As a matter of fact, I'm just about to fire them and lose some money in the process, but it's better to just basically move on. And then I've got the roofers saying that the county of Lee County, Florida, is holding back on giving the roofing permit. And that's outrageous, too. You know, especially, you know, I love DeSantis. I love what his policies are, particularly regarding health and vaccinations and giving people the alternatives. But, you know, frankly, there is still corruption ongoing in the state of Florida. And I'm witnessing the outrageous administration delaying and being ridiculous about enabling all the damaged people in Southwest Florida from Hurricane Ian to be restoring their properties. It's really costing a lot of money and patience right now. So my goal would be by the end of April to have the windows done again and the roof restored, and then the major work in restoring the orchard and the plants and the fruit trees and the gardens. And because we've mentioned how important it is to grow your own food. So all of that was heavily destroyed. So that's going to take certainly the planting season is now in Southwest Florida. So I'm actually I've started my tomato plants again and some lettuce plants. But I'm not fully back to where I was originally before the storm. And I don't expect to be probably until maybe July or August even.
All right. Well, that's a good time frame. Thank you for the update. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going? So I'm going to kind of work my way backwards here. From your comment about DeSantis, be very cautious and discerning about your love for DeSantis. DeSantis is not who he purports himself to be, which is some patriotic, you know, conservative America first guy. He's an Esquire. We cannot have any more Esquires holding positions of power. Esquire is a deal killer. This is why the original 13th Amendment, which I believe John Stadtmiller at one time had the old copy of the Constitution that had that original 13th Amendment, which prohibited titles of nobility, people who hold titles of nobility from holding office in this country. The founding fathers knew that if you allowed esquires who have taken an oath to an entity other than the Constitution, you know, it's going to be a very, very big problem for this country. And now it is, because we have the esquires, members of an international association, the IBA, the International Bar Association, is the umbrella corporation over all the other bars, the New York State Bar, the Vermont Bar, the Florida State Bar Association. These are all, it's very dangerous to allow any esquire to hold position. We have to kind of start going by that original 13th Amendment. Again, I don't know how DeSantis takes, his oath in the military to uphold the Constitution and his oath to, you know, as a governor, and then simultaneously have an oath to the International Bar Association. I find that very problematic. So have a little fun here with the list of, well, how many Bibles are there? Well, I have been told there's over 150 patents on Bibles. Let's just run down a short list. New International Version, the New Living Translation, the English Standard Version, the Berean Standard Bible, the King James Bible, the New King James Version, the New American Standard Bible, the NASB 1995, NASB 97, the Legacy Standard Bible, the Amplified Bible, the Christian Standard Bible, and et cetera, and it goes on and on and on ad infinitum. So it's important we air out the entire verse. The wolf, also, this is from the King James Bible, by the way. Try the Geneva Bible. The Geneva Bible is the closest thing to the most accurate Bible. It was the predecessor to King James, the Royal Crown of England, and his committee of 300 Masons that rewrote the Bible with critical, minor, but critical adjustments. So I like the Geneva Bible. But I'm going to read from the King James because I know everybody likes that. So here we go. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Now get the rest of this. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. So the lion is right in there, in that same verse with the lamb. People, I think, and if you look at the translation, the word lamb is right above the word lion. The word lion is right underneath the word lamb. And I think people have just juxtaposed and automatically drawn this conclusion. It's the lion and the lamb, because that kind of flows semantically a little bit more fluidly than actually reading the whole verse. I double-checked with an elderly man, the oldest guy I could find around town that was a hardcore Christian, been around the Bible for 80 years. He said it's always been the wolf and the lamb. So I think people have just gotten a little mixed up, and I'm not sure this Mandela effect is real. You'd have to be purporting that they went back in time, changed every Bible known to man, including the Geneva Bible that preceded the King James Bible. And I just think that stretches credulity. So I think that with the lion and the lamb both being in that same verse, I think people have just got mixed up. Now, don't forget, there was a song that came out. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick while I'm called The Lion and the Lamb, by a group called Leland, and this was put out about 8 years ago, and it's a song, it's a religious song, it's kind of a Jesus tune, called The Lion and the Lamb. And I think that has just started people getting to think that it's The Lion and the Lamb was the original verse, and I don't think that there's the Mandela effect. I think it's always been the wolf and the lamb, according to my best sources. So it's important that we go back, I think, as far as we can into the earlier Bibles preceding the King James Bible, and keep our discernment on high. One comment on John Lennon. Shortly before John Lennon was assassinated, he came out and he said the whole population, overpopulation thing is a diversion by the elites to take the people's eyes off the tyranny of us, particularly what's going on in Northern Ireland, and that, and when, as soon as he took on the crown with the, you know, the, with the conquest of Ireland, I think that's what put him in the square hairs of the assassins that wanted to get rid of him and silence his very rational voice, and which was, you know, hey, don't look at the left hand that they're trying to divert you with. Look at the right hand and look at what they're actually doing. Look at what's going on in Northern Ireland. Look at the tyranny. Look at the takeover of the esquires of the United States of America and things like that. And I think that's what really got him, you know, he became a thorn in the side of the New World Order, so to speak. So any comments on that, Doctor or John?
Brilliant, Eric. Eric, thank you so much for that very, very brilliant, you know, explanation of a lot of the issues that we've been dealing with the last few minutes. Thank you.
Good comments, Eric.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call.
Work. Take care, guys.
Yep. We'll get open lines at 512-248-8252. It wasn't so much what Lenin knew and what he talked about as much as his worldwide international platform that he had, as opposed to somebody else. Right, Doctor?
Yeah. You know, you get to the point, see, when you become a celebrity with that much power in affecting public opinion, then if they can't continue to use you and manipulate you in their ways, either positive or negative, then they'll kill you. And so, you know, by the grace of God, I haven't reached that position yet, John. Have you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, let's talk about the Tavistock Institute a little bit. It's almost nobody knows they even exist or what their mission statement is. Could you give us a brief summary of who these people are, what their mission statement is, Doctor?
Well, to my understanding, the Tavistock Institute is one of several of the think tanks that these strategists who are advancing the New World Order for all these centuries have been using to be focusing their agendas. So out of Tavistock Institute and several others, the Iron Mountain Report, I've been recommending for years on your show particularly, if people simply would read the Protocols of the Elders of Sion and then the report from Iron Mountain, the think tank of the globalists, they would have a complete great understanding of what is unfolding. So that's, I think, preparedness involves understanding your enemy and then basically seeing where they're going. And that's why I've, you know, been with you sharing so much that the vaccination intoxication, we must avoid them at all costs. To be part of the remnant, to survive, you can't take on their satanic brew.
All right. Our next caller looks like, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Harwit. I just wanted to give a final time on the this question about the wolf lying down with the sheep and the lion and lamb and all that sort of thing. The previous caller was speculating about where the confusion came from about the lion and the lamb. And this is a bludgeoned issue. It's really a shame. It's, you know, really straightforward. But the lion and the lamb, those are both roles played by Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He is both the sacrificial Passover lamb, you know, his blood on the doorposts and lintels of our homes drives away, you know, keeps away death. And he conquered, he's a sacrificial lamb whose blood was shed for the remission of sins. He is also the Lion of Judah. So Jesus is both the lion and the lamb, and I would suggest that that's where the confusion comes from, you know, with this passage in Isaiah. It's you know, a passage in Isaiah is talking about God. So, all right, that's all I had. But Jesus is
okay,
both the lion
you.
And the lamb. And,
we have
okay,
our last break. You. We got one more caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect your vehicle, your house, your generator, they're right there at my website at thelibertyman.com with a $50 discount. Doctor, we got one last caller here. We've got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I was had a couple of things, but we're running out of time. But have you looked at and I'm sure you remember the Nicholson doctors and their mycoplasma incognita that was in the military vaccines. I was wondering, what's the possibility that we have a history deja vu repeating itself all over again with, the Chinese claim that the first outbreaks were in the military Olympics, but in like July and August of 2019 for COVID-19. And the idea that, your electron microscope destroys what you're looking at. So how can they can't take any of the samples that they see and get them back and replicate them again. So what's the possibility that this is something else besides a virus? It's a mycoplasma that manufactures, takes over the cell and manufactures these virus particles and causes this massive inflammatory cascade. And what other vector for antigens are there besides vaccines?
Great question. And yeah, you reference Garth Nicholson, who is an excellent researcher, University of Texas, and a buddy of mine, really outstanding work that he did that was heavily suppressed. His lab was basically blown up and destroyed. He had been, unfortunately, the victim of going to the tabloids. And once you go take your story to the tabloids, it basically takes a lot of the legitimacy out of your work. Yes, your thesis, your main thesis, is also accurate. And that's one of the dilemmas that we have defending the virology and the virological manipulation and mutation in the labs. So what you're talking about is going on. You have frequency resonance that alters the shape of viruses. Think about a virus is a crystalline structure, and crystals are shattered by frequency. And so there's also this whole understanding of what's called pleomorphism, where you can start with a little immune suppression, and in the state of immune suppression, kind of like just like when you leave a tiny little crumb on your shelf, and suddenly an hour later, you've got all these tiny little ants coming, and you don't even know where the hell they're coming from. The same thing in the concept of pleomorphism, where these little nodules, nidus's of potential bacteria grow. And
well, there's
the
a real cultural problem. Is there not a real cultural problem in science? I mean, that Lancet magazine kind of hints at it in whenever that was, 2014, about the five sigmas and how half of all science published is just flat wrong because of these five major factors. And then, which I'm not a big fan of the Lancet because they're so lefty, but that article's worth a read. But
let me just...
I know somebody got kicked out of nursing school, and the nursing school was about to lose their accreditation because people were not passing the practicum, and all this guy did was question the whole theory of virus and measles.
Right.
He said, you're not welcome. We don't want your kind here.
That's one of the challenges. Because we're facing counterintelligence and confusion. So this is part of the confusion and the suppression, censorship of true science. So there's a whole school of thought and concern that rather than worrying about the virus itself, we need to be basically looking at the environment, the immunity. And that goes back to the René Dubois, I think was the first person in microbiology to say that the germ is nothing. The terrain is everything.
Yeah. A lot of these viruses are destroyed in seconds. By cosmic rays and solar radiation, because they don't have any protection from that. They need a big old layer of fat like our body has on it, you know, cholesterol. But this guy had heard about that, and there's a lot of disinformation about that. The guy who supposedly proved that the measles virus didn't exist, that's not what he ever said. He just said that measles was not caused by virus, and I would say AIDS is caused by repeatedly insulting your immune system over and over again. These guys, people don't know about that lifestyle, what they were doing to themselves.
This is my objection to dismissing the viral thesis, because I have the contracts. I saw what they've done and know what they do in their labs. And so, yes, in my opinion, there is a COVID-19, SARS, HIV, AIDS recombinant, and what you're talking about, the most important factor is fear. We talked about that earlier. Yeah. They're inducing fear so that what do? You go get injected with their ultimate objective is to inject you with this device that's going to enable their brain cloud connection.
Obedience is better than sacrifice, and I think that helps our hedge of protection.
Right.
Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Doctor, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John. God bless. Great show.
Okay, we have Bob in the Hour Break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to the COVID panel section today an excellent article coming out of Germany published today. Apparently, half of all the people, men, women, and children in Germany who received the COVID-19 clot shot vaccination have had adverse reactions. About half of those, serious reactions. Including these stories, there's a story about an attorney who took the clot shot and he's had to have brain surgery as a consequence of getting the clot shot. Very, very well done article. And of course, lot of things there at my website that will help you achieve your goals, including the Energy Cleaner, which we're going to talk about with my friend Tom Berryhill, who's standing by right now. Tom is the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, our friend Diane Zorger won't be available this week or next week. She'll return in 3 weeks to give us updates on what's going on with her. And she's our cheerleader for the Energy Cleaner, isn't she?
She sure is, yes.
Absolutely. In the meantime, I've been working with you. I think I start my 13th year, I believe, around August, working with you to sell the Energy Cleaner all over the planet. It's been very gratifying to help people get their lives back. The feedback from men and women who get their lives back is very gratifying, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. I think you started in August of 2010.
Right. That's exactly right. And not long after that, only a few weeks, my friend who I initially met in August of 2010, Tim Spencer, I gifted him an energy cleaner and a pad to go with it. And beginning in about 3 weeks after that, Tim was calling in once a week to report his progress in incrementally getting off every painkiller known to mankind, didn't he?
He did. Yes, he did. And they would rotate his medications, the pain medications, so he didn't get addicted to any one type of medication. And he was on some pretty powerful stuff. So the Energy Cleaner was really able to help him.
Absolutely, it was. So, Tom, you'd like to give our disclaimer. Why don't you go ahead and do that, sir?
Okay, John, we're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well said. Now, we have new listeners every week. That's just the nature of talk radio. Existing listeners have been around for sometimes for decades. Now, I have listeners who have been following me since I had my first radio show in St. Louis on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. So, for the benefit of the new listeners, I'd like to give a summary of what the Energy Cleaner is and what it's not. First of all, what it's not. It is not a Rife frequency generator. No, it is not. It is not a TENS unit. That's the two things people most frequently want to associate it with, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, they do, and they ask what frequency is it and so on, but it's none of the above. It's an electrostatic voltage generator.
And I had one of my customers sent me an email. I forwarded it to you. He wanted to know what kind of equipment could measure the electricity coming out of the Energy Cleaner, the amps and the voltage. I responded, there is no amps, there is no voltage, and it takes specialized equipment. I forwarded that to you, Tom. Do you remember that? That was only a few days ago.
I did, and I responded to the gentleman and gave him the information he was looking for and described the various tests that he could do.
And off the top of your head, if a person was going to purchase equipment to do that kind of diagnostics, what would it cost them in general terms?
Well, you could go to Harbor Freight and buy a voltmeter, a digital voltmeter for $20 or $25 or so, or maybe even less than that, to do the basic testing. But to measure the output radiated field, you have to use an electrometer. An electrometer is an extremely high impedance voltmeter. And then you need to be in an area that has no stray fields, no cell phones, no electric fields, basically out in the countryside somewhere, or turn off the electricity to your building and do the testing that way. It's very critical. And then the electrometer instrument itself, they're very, very expensive. And I bought mine used, and it was, I use a Keithley electrometer, and they are, you can buy them on eBay, a really nice one, maybe around $8,000 or so.
All right. Now, once you find out it costs $8,000, most people are not going to be going any further with that, will they?
No, they won't. And then they wonder why they can't use an oscilloscope, or they can't use their digital voltmeter with some sort of a antenna wire and things like that, and it's the input impedance. The electrometer will detect your hand coming by with stray voltages that you've picked up from electrical circuits. In fact, a lot of electrometers have a function to short out the input, because many times they will get overwhelmed. The input circuit of that instrument will get overwhelmed with a stray voltage. Sometimes just a few volts can overwhelm that thing, and it locks up, and then you have to short the input to clear it. So it's an extremely sensitive instrument, and they're used in various scientific applications. It's not something you'll find in everyday use out in the field or by electricians or even engineering labs. You won't see these things too often. They have a very specific use. They're used a lot even sometimes to monitor minute voltage changes in chemical operations. They'll use special probes in it. Sometimes they'll use an electrometer for that. They're used also at times to calibrate other instruments that require a very high impedance voltmeter that will not load down the circuit and change anything. But I actually use it to measure the charge that goes into the atmosphere from the energy cleaner, so I can prove that it is radiating the healing signal.
All right. Getting back to what the energy cleaner is, it's a black plastic case about the size of a cigar box. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. It's simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. The energy cleaner is powered by 9Ds and Delta 9D cell flashlight batteries, so there's no possibility of causing harm to you from electricity, because it simply isn't enough amps to hurt you, is there, Tom?
No, there is not. There's the low voltage wouldn't have enough. It wouldn't have enough power to force any current flow or anything like that. It's and there's no return path. It's just a radiated field. So there's no current flow. There just isn't any. In an electrostatic circuit, that's exactly what takes place. It's just a voltage field, and there is no current flow in theory. Anyway, there could be a very tiny bit, but it's almost unmeasurable. But that's how it works.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we focus on two things. That's pain mitigation, especially arthritis pain, which affects probably half the adults in this country over age 40, and sleep issues, which comprises another big percentage of Americans. Between these two issues, we're looking at well more than half the adults in this country have issues with one or the other or both, don't they, Tom?
That's really true, John. You don't have to look around very much to find people are having all kinds of issues with pain in everyday life. See them at the store, see them at the gas station, see them walking down sidewalks, hobbling along, and you can tell they're in some serious pain, and they could really receive some help from this type of technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the energy cleaner is available at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. We have twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, and the micro plush throw. The advantage of the micro plush throw is you can use it not only on your bed, but on your recliner, your sofa, your work seat at work, your car seat. You get a lot of bang for your buck with a micro plush throw, don't you, Tom?
Yes, you do, and it's not so large that you can't carry it with you wherever you go. That's the best part.
Yeah, it rolls up into a little roll about the size of a loaf of bread, easy to take with you wherever you might want to go. There's some wonderful testimonials by people we know, like Steve Whitman, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Steve's had some issues himself. I'll be talking to his wife soon to get some updates on what's going on with Steve. But he gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life when he was shot three times with a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the chest. The two shots to the chest were through and through wounds, and his rapid recovery and regaining his health and well-being, he gives full credit to myself and Energy Cleaner. It's very humbling to have a man do that, especially when it's in a book that he published titled Winning Life's Lottery, which is in its second edition. And it's very humbling, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to check out the Energy Cleaner. In normal times, it's great to have optimal health and well-being. In hard times, especially when you're sleep-deprived, the Energy Cleaner could easily be a matter of life and death during hard times or a crisis, couldn't it, Tom?
It could be, John, and many people have stated that they have a bug-out bag and the Energy Cleaner is going with them in that bug-out bag if they have to bail out of their location and get to a safer place. These are crazy times we're living through, and an Energy Cleaner could very well be the thing that helps you get through. So it's something to take into consideration. And
it is.
I know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know several people that have actually purchased a second unit just to keep in that bug-out bag with the batteries. They tested it out, made sure everything was set up right. Then they took the batteries out, put them in a bag, and bagged up the whole thing, and they keep it with them. It's ready to go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, read up on the Energy Cleaner. Study what's there. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare provider is highly, highly unlikely to do, because they'd be out of business if they did. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. This does not involve Tom. It's just for me to you personally. Now, I typically ship about 10 a week on the average. I get about one once a quarter, about four a year out of all those 100 Energy Cleaners gets returned to me. I always wonder, did they actually use it? Sometimes when I open it up, I can tell that they didn't use it, because everything from the factory, from Utah, is unchanged. I know the one unit I got back, I opened up the box, the shipping container, and the stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. And we like to mention occasionally that maybe the short way to say this is you can't fix stupid. If you believe the Energy Cleaner can fix your stupid habits, such as consuming tobacco products, too much alcohol, eating the wrong things, not eating the right things, having a sedentary lifestyle, well, Energy Cleaner can't fix those things, can it, Tom?
No, it cannot. And you have to really dedicate yourself to better health, change those bad habits, get rid of those bad habits, get rid of the tobacco, get rid of the alcohol, and use the Energy Cleaner, and you will obtain some better health, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. We got our last break coming. Well, we only have one break this hour. And if you use the Energy Cleaner with success, share your story with some people. That might help some folks that need to hear this from a individual who's got success with the Energy Cleaner. Something I like to mention also is the bathtub method, where if you have a bathtub or a hot tub, you turn the temperature down to 98 degrees. There's a power code. That comes with the Energy Cleaner with an alligator clip on one end and a banana plug on the other. Just plug in the power cord, put a metal spoon, it has no sharp edges, in the water, keep the Energy Cleaner safely dry away from the water, and just sit in there and let the water resonate and really soak that signal up all throughout your body. Right, Tom?
That's it, John. It's that simple. Very simple to do. And it will put that healing signal throughout the water. So any part of your body touching that water will get energized. And it's really about the best way to do it. You just can't stay in a tub or a hot tub all the time. So that's why we use the blankets and everything else, other methods. But if you can do that maybe one or two times a week with a tub of water or a hot tub, that works really good.
Absolutely. And last but not least, planting season for the spring gardens for our fruits, vegetables, and ornamentals is right around the corner, isn't it?
It really is. And it's the perfect time to start planting your garden, start the seedlings. The energy cleaner can be used for that. If you have a shelf near a window with proper sunlight, stretch out some foil, some aluminum foil, if you want to line the shelf, or if they're metal shelves, you can energize that whole shelf arrangement by finding a metal connection that's not painted so that you can get into the bare metal and radiate that signal up through the shelf and into the seedling pots, and that will allow them to grow a lot faster. They'll sprout a lot faster, and you get them in the ground a lot faster.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we have so many ways to help people with the Energy Cleaner, don't we, sir?
We really do, John. It's a device that can be used in many different applications, but most of the time we use it for pain relief and also in your garden. If you're going to be growing plants, you can use it to energize the plants. Anything that has living cells can benefit from this technology.
Absolutely. Well, I always have an extra energy cleaner around. My wife, the marvelous Mr. Moore, Mrs. Moore, and myself, we're looking at setting up a greenhouse, and there will be an energy cleaner in there. I can guarantee that, Tom.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to do. Just spread out chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants or under the plants. They can grow on top of that, or metal shelves. Or if it's a hydroponic greenhouse, stretch out a stainless steel wire right through the plant beds themselves and connect it, the different rows of plants all to one point, connect the energy cleaner onto that, and you distribute that signal to the entire operation. It's that simple.
It is simple, and it's effective. You know, sometimes we mention the people who grew flowers, ornamental flowers, and entered competition. They didn't want you talking about this because it would ruin their competitive edge, didn't they?
That's true, and I remember that gentleman didn't want me telling any of his clients or any of his competitors about that, but I never really spoke to anybody else about it anyway, so it wasn't a big deal, but he was very concerned about it. But it did allow them to grow some incredibly large, beautiful roses and some other flowers. And it was just something to really see. It was hard to believe that these were real flowers and not some sort of plastic or soap flowers. They were just amazingly perfect. So he used that to their benefit, and they won awards at various county fairs and state fairs. So it worked really good for that application.
Absolutely. Well, we have energy cleaners in stock ready for immediate shipment. We have mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free hour line. You don't want to give out your credit card on the internet. Just call 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Get your order in so I can get it shipped out as quick as possible. Right, Tom?
That's right. That's the way it works.
Absolutely. And if you already have an energy cleaner, already have a mattress pad, check out the Micro Plus throws. They're beautiful. They're elegant, warm, and cozy. And it really enhances the use of the energy cleaner dramatically, doesn't it, Tom?
It does, John. It really is the way to go.
Well, Tom, thank you. We'll do some radio regarding emergency communications tomorrow morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Okay, that's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaners, and some oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. The Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.